This is a Critical Mass Radio Network.
CriticalMassRadio.net.
CMRN, Critical Mass Radio Network, is organized for the purpose of broadcasting a coordinated signal over the Internet that is broadcast quality and capable of being delivered over the FM band for those local radio activists who are interested in going live.
You're listening to Critical Mass Radio Network.
An incredibly exciting, decentralized, international radio network that's composed of independent community radio stations, one would hope over time all over the world, currently all over the United States.
This is a Critical Mass Radio Network.
CriticalMassRadio.net.
Now what is this? It's just a ghost type shadow wrapped in choking chains. Beast is seldom heard or seen, except inside of our miswired brains. Top of the ladder, bottom of the barrel, and both feel like they can't be satisfied. Some cause with a diamond, some leave with a dollar. We both got nothing on the other side. You just stay with me, lost daughter and son. There ain't nobody leaving till this bottle is done. Them troubles outside of my door, there ain't no way to let them up. There's gonna be some anymore. You just stay with me, lost daughter and son.
Oh, yes. Critical Mass Radio Network, Freak Radio Santa Cruz, Devil Makes 3 here. We're going to be playing some more of that in just a minute. Just want to let folks know that they are listening to Critical Mass Radio Network here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And that was Devil Makes 3. There, go to our website, freakradio.org, and on the front, you can see the picture of the real theater thanks to Indie Media, Santa Cruz Indie Media. And it has all the links to Utah Phillips, Devil Makes Three, Faith Petrick, Keith Grinninger, Bob Roseman. Of course, we're not going to have time to play everybody, but we're going to get to more of Devil Makes Three, and we're going to play some Utah Phillips and close with that. And want to thank everybody that showed up for that. Devil Makes Three, let me see, I can give you their website really quick. TheDevilMakes3.com, very simple, very cool website, very cool people, and they've been strong supporters of Free Radio Santa Cruz for a long time. They did a very drunk set here with Nico a few years ago. No, it was just last year, that's right, in the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz. So here we continue on with some more Devil Makes 3 and Free Radio Santa Cruz benefit from December 10th, 2004 at the Rio Theater.
This song, we're going to ask Bob to come up here and play with us if he likes, if he's around.
Here he is. This is the
Mr.
night
Bob
of
Brosman.
Bob.
This is an old tune. It's by Mississippi John Hurt. And John told us we should try and confuse Bob with some tricky song, so this one is pretty tough.
This is the trickiest song we know, so we got, look out.
It's got three
We're really
going to
throw him for a loop with this one. It's got three chords in it, not necessarily in the same exact order over and over again.
It might deviate from the flight plan, but it probably won't.
You just described 90% of music.
Hey. So this song starts off with you, Lucia.
Are we ready?
Hey, and thanks you guys. Thank you guys again for having us. And this is going to be our last tune.
You guys, thank you all for coming out, supporting Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Treats me nobody's business but my own. Mr. Bob Brosman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a short break, and then the show will go on.
Did I remind you about my radio show?
When is your show?
All right.
Thursday, 8 o'clock.
Come on, what's the damn flavor? Tonight's brew of the night is a double Belgian homemade brew supplied by a former programmer, and I want to thank you very much. That was nice.
Pass it out.
Yeah, well, you'll have to talk to the person about it.
What's up?
There's a keg around somewhere. Follow that giggle.
Eat us.
Louie, if you're in the audience, I want to see you up here on the stage. For a number of years, this gentleman has contributed to our Friday afternoon information flow, Mr. Louie.
Thank you. Boy, it is dark out there. Hi, my name's Louie. I do a show on free radio. When do I do it? Friday nights, 6:30. I call it Resistance and Renewal. It's political talk and music and interviews, and Utah is featured on the show quite often. I've only been around for 3 years with the station, so I consider myself a newcomer. 10 years next year. Free radio will be on the air 10 years next year. And I am very proud to be associated with these radio pioneers who decided to do what Jello Biafra said, don't hate the media, become the media. So that's what they've done. And they call us, you know, the FCC calls us outlaws. This is coming from the same government that wages illegal wars and says the Geneva Convention is worthless. So, as I said, I'm proud to be on the station. I just personally want to thank all these performers and all of you for coming out and everybody who made this happen. Thank you.
The next programmer used to follow me into the studio on Thursday nights from 8 to 11. But he moved his slot to Wednesday night. He's the only programmer on free radio who currently teaches a class called Self-Defense 101, DJ Daniel Sass.
Hi, thanks for coming. I do a show on Wednesday nights called Self-Defense 101. And we are under attack. Free radio's been under attack. The community of Santa Cruz has been under attack. We've been, two of our institutions have been raided in the last 2 years. Had all our shit taken. Wham and Free Radio Santa Cruz. And I think in order to defend ourselves, we have to be really well informed. And I'm proud to contribute to a station that informs the local community and the global community about what's really going on. Today on the way here, I was listening to a report on free radio. You mentioned the Geneva Conventions, and this nation seems to be able to walk past that and take 20 steps backwards. And between that and any number of other issues, Free Radio Santa Cruz is, to my knowledge, one of the only stations locally here talking about the stolen election continually on the air. I heard Bev Harris from Black Box Voting on the air today on Free Radio Santa Cruz, and so I'm proud to contribute to this station. I'm on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, and let's get back to the music. Thanks for coming.
It's really unfortunate that we don't have the time tonight to put on all the programmers who contribute to Free Radio Santa Cruz, and we certainly don't have enough time tonight to thank each and every contributor and donor to Free Radio Santa Cruz, but I'd like to take this time to thank them all, because without all of you, none of us could do it. It's just the plain fact. This is the moment I've been waiting for all evening, and really, the man needs no introduction other than to say, you, Utah Phillips.
This is embarrassing.
No cable.
Dashing down the aisle with an empty pocketbook. I ain't got no dough, I'll just have to look. Bells on registers ring, making me uptight. Guess I'll have to go and rob a liquor store tonight. Oh, stick 'em up, Christmas should be free. I can't beat the system, but the system can't beat me. Find our place in the post 11-2 world. An empty car pulled up in front of the White House and George Bush got out. Will Rogers said that about Calvin Coolidge. My, how times change. God, where do these people come from? Life is too short to be this long. So many conservative Christians, so few lions. Folk singers hardly ever sing them. That's because they're boring. Folk music is boring. Whack, fall the die, don't blow your wings, hi-ho, hell, that's boring. But, and this is a program of folk music. I am a folk singer. You're ostensibly the folk nest, huh? That means that we own this song together, right? Fine. It's like the people's airwaves. We have thereby inherited certain social obligations that we will faithfully discharge. We are going to sing this song together, boring or not. Those of you who do not sing, I will see to it personally that a Mormon missionary is sent to each of your homes. The louder you sing, the better I sound. And I don't want to have to remind you again that in a mass marketing culture, a revolutionary song is any song you choose to sing yourself. Railroading on the Great Divide, nothing around me but the Rockies and sky. It's there you'll find me as years go by, railroading on the Great Divide. Hey, railroading on the Great Divide, nothing around me but the Rockies and sky. It's there you find me as years go by, railroading along the Great Divide. We'll be right back. drive, huh? Sandino mentioned that we did take that cement train out of Davenport last August with Hobo Lee and a bunch of other people. I've had my hand in for quite a long time. The Great Divide, well, that's called the hump in tramp parlance. Crossing the hump, the Continental Divide, is a singular experience in any young tramp's life. It is an occasion fraught with ritual and massive libation. I crossed over on the old High Line, the Billy Goat there from Seattle, well, from Everett, up over by Glacier National Park. But the ritual was when you top the divide, you know at your top, you're going to start down the other side. You get up and lurch to the boxcar door, grab the jam firmly in one hand so you're not pitched out into the wilderness, and you siphon your lily on the breeze. But then you can for the rest of your mortal existence, you can, those things really frighten me. It's like muzzle flashes, you know. If you've ever been in the army, you'd understand what I mean. So, but I appreciate it. I don't like, flashes really do send off all my alarms. I'm sorry. But see, you spend the rest of your natural existence visualizing your own natural bodily fluids, half of them running down into the Columbia River system and on out to the Pacific and the far Spice Islands beyond, and the other half down the Platte River, the Yellowstone, the Mississippi, and the Gulf of Mexico. It's a cosmic experience. In 1914, I started to roam out through Wyoming, no money, no home. And I was drifting along with the tide. I landed out over the Great Divide. Hey, railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but the rising sky. It's there you find me as years go by. Railroading on the Great Divide. Shit. Memory goes, forget it. I know that we're going through hard times, and I don't have a lot of sage advice for you to assist you in dealing with the average annual ambient dilapidated appearance of reality. A few aphorisms gleaned from keener minds than my own, perhaps. See, Lucy Parsons, one of the founders of the Industrial Workers of the World. In 1905, stood up at that convention and he said, never be deceived that the rich will permit you to vote away their wealth. Oscar Ammeringer, about the same time as the fight for the 8-hour day, Oscar Ammeringer down in Cincinnati said, politicians get money from the rich and votes from the poor on the guarantee to protect each from the other. Mark Twain said, those of you who are inclined to worry have the widest selection in history. Or Ogden Nash, he said, progress might have been all right once, but it's gone on too long. And of course there was Will Rogers. Will Rogers was sitting in Congress once, back at the time of Calvin Cooley, sitting and looking in the gallery, looking down, and he remarked to a reporter later on, that he found that most of the congresspersons were lawyers. He said, lawyers making laws is about like doctors making diseases. He said, those of you who love sausage and law would do well not to watch either one being made. Dig it out the window and see how it feels. And number 9's are coming the fastest on wheels. At 90 an hour, she whistles with pride. Thunders out over the Great Divide. Hey, railroad along the Great Divide. Nothing around me but the Rockies and skies. Is there you find me if years go by? I'm railroad along the Great Divide. Well, I'm still up there in Nevada City, California. You been up to Nevada City? Why? Land that time forgot. Oh, we have a peace center up there. We're having a big demonstration on Monday, getting everybody who voted against that son of a bitch together to have a solidarity demonstration in Grass Valley. And it's going to be a 2-hour show on the stage, and we're going to really get people together and just share our feeling of solidarity and then make some plans, you see. Time to stop mourning, time to start organizing. Is that a fact? I wouldn't mind coming down here. I don't travel much anymore these days because of the congestive heart failure. I tend to stay closer to home. That's something that doesn't go away. I'm dealing with it pretty well, though. I go to the hospital 3 days a week, in the early in the morning, and do a cardiac rehab exercise class. I yoga for seniors. I take good, really good diet. And I'm feeling pretty good, as a matter of fact. Good enough to leave town at least once a month, and this is your month. Now, I'm going to be out in the lobby hanging out when this whole fracas is over, and I don't want any of you lurching up to me with any sage advice or folk cures about heart disease. I come from Nevada City, California, the chronosynclastic infundibulum of the new age. There are so many healers there, it makes me sick. I've got a Zen acupuncturist, wears a blindfold, uses darts. There's some people on Commercial Street, psychologists. They want to charge me $100 to suspend me in a tank of water in pitch black. They call it sensory deprivation. $100. I said, hell, I can listen to Leonard Cohen records and get the same thing for nothing. My wife and I have invested in a timeshare mausoleum. It's a weird idea. What, a half a year you're in somebody's garage? I don't know. No, it really is a new age town. It's a charming place. A little Catholic church, my wife's parish, St. Canis Parish, the only parish I know of that has low-calorie, high-fiber communion wafers. They're called I Can't Believe It's Not Jesus. Ask any old timer around Old Cheyenne. They wrote in Wyoming, it's the best in the land. A long steel rail and a short cross tie laid out over the Great Divide. Here he rode along the Great Divide. Nothing around me but the Rockies and sky. It's there you find me as years go by. Bray rode along the Great Divide. God, I love being here. I've been coming back to Santa Cruz for 30 years anyway. Hang out on the boardwalk when the weather's good. Even when the weather's bad, it's beautiful there. And, remember when Mike Zaharakis, anybody remember Mike? Yeah. He had the IWW General Membership branch here 25 years ago, and he's a great organizer. And of course, there's old Scribner, who was one of my great teachers. He's going to bunk in with over here in the hotel, St. George. Yeah, well, I just love getting back here. My son drove me down. He drove over from Salt Lake City, my older boy, to ride me down here, because I don't go much of any place by myself anymore. He works with Jobs with Justice in Utah and with a bunch of coal miners who are on strike down in Emery County, and he's just started out working with the community radio station doing his own programming, so proud of him. And my younger boy, Brendan, is up in Olympia working with Brendan Roses, the Catholic Worker House of Hospitality, with the day people. Day before yesterday, I talked to my daughter, Morgan. She's 25, and she called me from Haiti. She worked for Jubilee, trying to reduce third world debt things. And she was in jail during the Republican National Convention for hanging up traffic on Wall Street. I'm proud of her, but I'm frightened for her, too, because she's kind of just tougher than nails. And how she's going to get along in Haiti, I do not know. So I got a right to be worried about that, don't I? When she was a teenager, early teenager, 12, 13 in there, she was quite conservative, and I think it's a period that maybe they go through a conservative time. And I don't think, maybe we make them that way. I was a source of constant embarrassment to her, as a matter of fact, because I act out a lot. Well, I carry stuff around with me just to mess with people. Stole my stuff. I got my first clown nose from Patch Adams. And it's like turning off a radio. You're not allowed to talk when you put on the clown nose. And that, it's like if I'm at a party in a conversation with people and I'm talking to somebody who's a real schmuck and he's gonna say something, I'm gonna answer back and then he's gonna call off and sock me. And when I see that coming, I reach in my pocket, take out my clown nose, and the conversation takes a turn. And you don't know where it's going, but it's not here anymore. Here, I have these gypsy fortune-telling dice. See, again, for social occasions, I with the heart disease, I'm on a low social cholesterol diet. No more fatheads. So when I meet one of them at a party, I say, I'm going to tell your fortune, see, and I roll my dice, and there's no spots on it. I say, okay, fathead, you don't have any future. This is the one Morgan really doesn't like. Got this is a nickel's worth of rubber cockroach right there. I call it a tramp roach. I got my first tramp roach from Frying Pan Jack, who was a great old time tramp. He's a beautiful man. And he says, when you're poor, when you're on the block, when you're piping the stem and you don't have any money, you go to a good restaurant, order a good meal, slip that down in the soup there. And then you eat down to it and say, I'm not gonna pay for this, and you storm out. That saved me hundreds of dollars. Wonderful thing. That in the hands of an unscrupulous child, I teach him in the lunchroom at school. Take your plastic roll, put it in the mashed potatoes, just a little feeler sticking out. And when the teacher monitor comes by and says, "Oh, what's that?" You say, "Looks like a cockroach." They burp all over themselves. God, you gotta mess with people. You gotta mess with people night and day. When they sink into a cryonic torpor, never to be heard from again. Oh God, don't let it happen. I was at a supermarket there in Greenwich, New York with my daughter, and I was nosing a little kid who was being fussy at the checkout. And Morgan started punching my side. She said, "Why can't you be normal?" And her godmother was with us, old Dorothea Brownell, cracked her ankle with her cane and said, "He is normal. What you meant to say is average." I asked Morgan what she wanted me to sing, because I told her what I was doing and where I was coming, and this is what you know, what she told me to sing. I switched on the radio and turned the dial. Thought I'd listen to some news for a while. I grabbed the knob and spun it around. Got NPR, here's what I found. Real news. Hardly a trace, just one damn marathon marketplace. Dow's up, Nasdaq's in the cellar, and NPR sold out to Rockefeller. Yeah. Hostile takeover. Real hostile. Well, I hear all about the antitrust and all the day traders who bit the dust. Mergers, buyouts, and acquisitions. Low-down crooks in high position. For wheelers, dealers, and CEOs fired and paid off through the nose. Buying yachts and fancy homes like they did with the money from the savings and loans. And I get pissed. Oh, there he is. Well, dot-com this and dot-com that, and the underwriters are getting fat on airwaves stole from you and me by a bunch of thieves called the FCC. And they don't give a damn what we want or need. They've all caved into corporate greed and sold us out to the ruling class. Well, a whole damn bunch can dot my com. I got tired of being treated like a veg, so I called up the station and canceled my pledge. And in a mighty act of liberation, sent the money off to my community station. I said, "I love you, but if you blow it, I'll sure as hell let you know it. I'll knock the radio off the shelf, buy a transmitter, and do it myself." Whitebeard the Pirate. This is radio station HOBO, broadcasting on a vagrancy of 60 to 90 days, signing off for now. Tell you a story here. I love telling stories, but I wanted to sing a song for my fellow workers out there in the lobby. IWW in the Bay Area branch has organized over 200 truck drivers from Stockton to Fresno run, mainly Bengalis, and they're on strike right now, third day, and they're going to win their demands. And I'm so proud, you know, of my union. And of the people who are doing that. And I promised that I would sing one of those songs. It's a song that I first learned off of older Herb Edwards, an old giant wobbly logger up there in the Pacific Northwest, but passed away a long time ago. I never thought I'd be able to say it, you know, but my great teachers were born the century before last. They're born in the 1890s, generally. That's an odd thing to say, but Herb Edwards is one of the great ones. He told me about the Spokane free speech fight up there in 1910. Well, the booming loggers and the booming hard rock miners over in the Coeur d'Alene or the people following the wheat harvest, they boom into town, jungle up in the flops and wait for something to open up in the forest or in the mines, then go down onto Tread Avenue. And this happened all over the West, and lay down $4 for a job, buy a job off of what's called a labor shark, boom up to the logging camp, work for a month, and get paid and then fired. Why? Because the foreman on the job was splitting the labor fees with the shark in town. Perpetual motion. You had a worker going to the job, one on the job, one coming back to town to buy another job. So they started building all over the West union hiring halls to control the condition of their labor. Well, the one in Missoula, Montana was torn down. One in Spokane was burned down by the law. So they went down on the street to Soapbox, set up across the street from the Starvation Army, down there Bible banging and Jesus preaching, tell these working folks, get what you have, the Lord, you get pie in the sky by and by. My, that's a lie. But they were good at it, and then soapboxing out. I learned soapboxing from old Frank Cedarvall, another one of my elders, from back in Michigan. He said, you get on the soapbox, you had a lot to say, and get it out fast, so you could pick up your box and move to another corner before the cops came. And it sounded like a machine gun, kind of like, fellow workers, the industrial workers of the world, the world is the entire working class. What is the working class, fellow workers? Why the working class is anybody who works for wages and got a boss? You got a boss, you're working for wages. It doesn't matter if you're a college professor or a district digger, you're in the working class, you better be proud of it. But the middle class is just a joke made up by the boss to keep us fighting against each other. Now, the industrial workers of the world, the world is the working class into one big union of all skilled, semi-skilled, unskilled workers in one big union. Got the one big union, we'll have a general strike, like that lasts about a half an hour. Then we'll take this thing apart and put it together so it makes more sense for the means of production they have producers. Produce for use instead of profit, create abundance for worthless and nothing for parasites. Thank you. People ran across the street to join a fighting union to change the condition of their labor. Well, that scared the hell out of the bosses, so they passed an ordinance against free speech, against speaking openly on the street. Those wobblies knew that that was intolerable. Free speech is something that you assume. Freedom is something you assume, then you wait for somebody to try to take it away from you. The degree to which you resist is the degree to which you are free. See, they understood that the state can't give you free speech and they can't take it away. You're born with it, like your eyes, like your ears. Isn't that a fact? So, they said, we'll have a free speech fight. Send out a call to anybody over the territory, cut loose from a job. They boomed into town on the freight trains, built a line four blocks down, four blocks up, put that soapbox up in defiance of the law. Every one of those booming workers took their time on that soapbox. Say, fellow workers, they got arrested. The Finns were the tough ones. They'd learned enough English to say, fellow worker, and if the cop wasn't right there, to say, where's that damn cop? Well, they filled up the city jail and the county jail and the sports arena and the high school gym. Every square inch of public space was full of busted boomers. But then the city had to feed them. The tax burden was enormous. So the taxpayer said, we're not going to spend our hard-earned loot feeding this bunch of grimy grifters down in the slammer. So they had to change the ordinance, and they won. and it didn't take any ballot boxes, and it didn't take any political parties. It is called direct action, and comes as highly recommended. It was Joe Hill was down on the docks in San Pedro, and he heard about the free speech fight, so he took an old hymn tune. Well, I always like to steal the hymn tunes, because the tunes are pretty, and then change the words so they make more sense. And he fired this song off to Spokane to Harry McClintock and Haywire Mag. They got on the street, and that's what they were singing. You're going to sing it with me. The long-haired preachers come. No, I don't want to sing it there. I'll blow out my belly button. Long-haired preachers come out every night. I try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices as sweet. You will eat by and by in that glorious land in the sky, where I work and pray, I live on hay. You'll get high in the sky when you die. That's why. Yeah, well, you all know this. Well, of course, we've sung this before. If you don't know it by now, you probably never will. You will eat by and by in that glorious land in the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get high in the sky by and by. Son, answer back, Baptist style. Any Baptists here? Good. I sing a line, and then you sing it back, and then we sing one together. You will eat
by and by
in that glorious land in the sky.
It's
way up high, pretty part of the whole song, don't forget it. Work and pray,
I'll
live on hay, you'll get high in the sky when you die.
That's why.
And the starvation army, they play, and they shout, and they clap, and they pray. When they've got all your coins on the drum, they will tell you when you're on the bum.
You will eat by and by,
in that glorious land in the sky.
Work and pray,
live on hay. You'll get high in the sky when you die. That's why. Holy rollers and jumpers come out, and they roll and they jump and they shout. Give your money to Jesus, they say, and you'll eat on that glorious day.
You will eat by and by.
In that glorious land in the sky,
I work and pray,
live on hay. You'll get high in the sky when you die. That's why. Working folks of all countries unite, side by side we for freedom shall fight. When this world and its wealth we have gained, to the grafters we'll sing this refrain.
You will eat by and by.
When you've learned how to cook and how to fry,
chop some wood.
Do you good. And you'll eat in that sweet by and by. That's no lie.
Put that thing down for a while. I had my hand operated on a couple of months ago for the Dupuytren's contracture that was closing it down, and had to have the tendons cut, so it's really cramped up. I'm just getting used to playing it again at all. I've had to teach myself to play with one finger until I get everything moving. I don't need a guitar to sing. Let's see. I'll sing one more to you, and then we'll get everybody back on the stage, and we'll all sing a song together, all right? Yeah, I was thinking about up home, people that stop me on the street there in Nevada City, that make my rounds during the day, and I hear so much discouragement, and I hear so much negative feeling, and people talking about going to Canada, going to New Zealand, going someplace else, you know. And I think back, again, I always think back on my teachers. I think of old Fred Thompson, grand old wobbly, ran our newspaper for years and years, the Industrial Worker. Talk about the First World War, the Espionage Act, and 5,000 of our Union brothers and sisters in Chicago alone were in jail. The lynching, the brutalization, an awful time, much worse than anything we're experiencing now. And we still came out of it with the child labor laws, with the structure for the 8-hour day, see, mine safety laws, up into the Great Depression and grinding oppression. But then the birth of the CIO, and we came out of all of that oppression with Social Security and with the minimum wage and with workman's compensation, not benevolent gifts from enlightened management, but fought for and bled for and died for, and we beat them, see. And then along comes McCarthyism and terrible, again, grinding oppression, people committing suicide, you know, careers broken, lives lost. We came out of that with a civil rights movement in the South that worked, all right? So nobody can tell me with what we're going through today we're not going to come out of this better and stronger. You can count on it. Yeah. In every inch of the way, there were people there to help us. There were people there that stuck with it year after year after year. Sojourner Truth and Mother Jones fighting against child labor. Joe Hill, Eugene V. Debs standing up in court when he was running for president. Eugene, the man of the 20th century, Eugene Debs, looking at the judge and saying, while there is a lower class, I'm of it. While there is a criminal class, I am in it. While there is a soul in prison, I am not free. And the sit-down strikes of the 1930s when they occupied the workplace. All these people, to me, it was like they were building a ship. And none of them believed they were ever going to sail on it. But it was no excuse not to build it. See, they just worked at building that ship as long as they could, and when they got tools, they passed the tools and the skills on to the next. And then they're down to our time, see, and we're building that ship. And when we can't do it, we'll pass those tools on. And someday that ship is going to sail to a world of peace with justice. And you can count on it. Do not despair. I don't have time for despair. There's too much to do. I made a song about all that, and I don't make songs like this very often. Never. It's kind of a chant, so I need help on it. It's got a refrain, and then it has a chorus. Well, let's see. Sojourner Truth and eight-eye woman, ship gonna sail someday. That's your line. Ship gonna sail someday. Joe Hill said, don't want organized, ship gonna sail someday. And the chorus goes, working on a ship, may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship, may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. You try it. Working on a ship, may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship, may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. Let's start over. Sojourner Truth said, ain't I a woman, ship gonna sail someday. Mother Jones said, no child labor, ship gonna sail someday. Joe Hill said, don't want organized, ship gonna sail someday. Gene Debb said, well, there's a soul in prison, ship gonna sail someday. We're working on a ship, may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship, may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. Marie Sugar said, sit down, ship gonna sail someday. Paul Robeson said, I won't stop singing, ship gonna sail someday. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream, ship gonna sail someday. Malcolm X said, power to the people, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship, may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship, may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. Cesar Chavez said, viva la huelga, ship gonna sail someday. Dorothy Day said, swords into plowshares, ship gonna sail someday. Judy Berry said, no compromise, ship gonna sail someday. Bill Berrigan said, said, no more atom bomb ship, gonna sail someday. Working on a ship, may never sail on ship, gonna sail someday. Working on a ship, may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. They're all gone, and we're still building. Ship gonna sail someday. With hand and heart and mind and muscle, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship, may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. We're working on a ship, may never sail on. Gonna build it anyway. Just stand around me on the stage here, and we'll sing one of Woody's old songs. I love this. I love the pleasure of your company. Just any chance I get to come back on here.
Musicians and free radio programmers. Come on up here.
Oh, yeah, come on up. And
come on, programmers, get up here.
Form a chorus here. That's...
And you're tuned to Critical Mass Radio.
Tomorrow I get it. I'm going to go down and visit the collateral damage statue. I want to show my son that. I want to show him, you know, Tom's statue and tell him about Scribner. And I want to stand up there and I'm doing it. I always put flowers on that whenever I'm in town. And they're collateral. See, I belong to the VFW post here, Veterans of Foreign War. It's the Bill Loder post. That's the peace post, and that's my post. So
we got more programmers than this.
Well,
come on.
Let them just drift down. Let's start here. They'll drift in. They have the word. But Woody's old song, and I'll teach you the chorus, and then I'll teach you an odd way to sing it. I've sung this song, and I'll sing it again, of the time that I lived on the dark, dusty plain. A month of April, a county called Clay. Here's what all of the people there say. Oh, I saw along, it's been good to know you. Saw along, it's been good to know you. Saw along, it's been good to know you. That dusty old dust is a-getting my home. And I gotta be drifting along. And so long it's been good to know you. So long it's been good to know you. So long it's been good to know you. That dusty old dust is getting my home. And I gotta be drifting along. Try it out. It's so long it's been good to know you. So long it's been good to know you. So long it's been good to know you. That dusty old dust is getting my home. And I gotta be drifting along. Now here's what we're going to do with this. We're going to do so long it's been good to know you, so long it's been good to know you. That dusty old dust is a-getting my, that dusty old dust is a-getting my home. And then you pick it on, home, 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 home. And we'll build this enormous board, this demolished board. Then we'll make the paint fall from the ceiling. Try it out. Hey, so long it's been good to know you, so long it's been good to know you, so long it's been good. The old dust is back in my home. And I got to rip it along. That's really
good.
Well, the dust storm, it came, and it came like thunder. It dusted us over, and it dusted us under. It blocked up the traffic and blocked out the sun. And straight for home, all our people did run. Singing so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. That dusty old dust is getting my home. And I gotta be drifting along. The sweethearts, they sat in the dark and they sparked. They hugged and they kissed in that dusty old dark. They pined and they sighed and they hugged and they kissed. And instead of marriage, they talking like this. Honey, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long. jumped off the wall. That was the preacher making his call. He said, kind friends, it looks like the end. You've got your last chance for salvation of sin. Well, the church, it was jammed. The church, it was packed. That dirty old dust storm, it blowed so black. The preacher could not read a word of his text. He folded his facts, took up a collection. It's so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. That dusty old dust is again in my heart. And I gotta be drifting along.
All right. Critical Mass Radio, free radio benefit from December 10th, 2004 at the Rio Theater here in Santa Cruz. I want to thank everybody that showed up, especially Utah Phillips, Devil Makes Three, Faith Petrick, Keith Grinninger, Bob Roseman, and all the folks at the Rio, Snazzy Productions, that put the wonderful show on for us here at Freak Radio Santa Cruz. That pretty much ends our 2 hours for Critical Mass Radio. I'm not sure what's going on next, but we're going to find out.
This is a Critical Mass Radio Network.
CriticalMassRadio.net.
This is a Critical Mass Radio Network.